This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. The anger, the road rage, tempers, the abusive language, the yelling, the screaming during Ramadan is also true and real. Many people lose their cool in the month of Ramadan. The argument is, well, the shayateen are supposed to be tied up. Well, there is a lot of sin that happens in Ramadan. People do wrong things. Many people forget their duty unto Allah, that while they are fasting, they are not supposed to be getting so angry and upset and so on. So how is that happening when the shayateen are all tied up? Well, not all the shayateen are tied up. That's one thing. Another thing is sometimes within us, we have such bad characteristics that even if there are no shayateen around, we would be within ourselves evil or bad, that we have to work on ourselves. So therefore, be conscious of your character in this month of Ramadan. When you want to get angry, just calm down, relax. Say a good thing, break into laughter or a smile, it's fine. But don't allow yourself to vent that frustration. Don't get angry. And you know, people on the roads become so angry and upset. They want to cut others up. They want to, you know, swear at them. They want to misbehave on the roads. It's dangerous. It's not safe. Number two is, it's not the quality of a believer. Calm down. Take things easy. It's okay. People do make mistakes. Not everyone who's done something has done it purposely or intentionally. If they did it purposely, which is very rare, it would be in order to see you react the typical way. So don't react typically. And if it was not intentional, then it's a mistake. You're not supposed to react in any negative way anyway, because it was a blunder. So either way, calm down. Don't fall into the trap of people. Similarly, at home, many people become very angry in Ramadan. And especially in the afternoons, you're hungry slightly. The food is delayed a little bit more. Maybe something might not taste the way it is supposed to, for example. And we get angry. You're defeating the purpose of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month of discipline. Calm down, cool off, work on your characteristics, on your bad habits. And inshallah, you will be successful in this world and the next, because you will earn the benefit of the month of Ramadan. You're supposed to calm down. Listen, outside the month of Ramadan, throughout the year, the Prophet, peace be upon him, expects us and told us that Allah expects us to calm down, to control our anger, to control the tempers. La taghdab, la taghdab, la taghdab. He says, don't get angry, don't get angry, don't get angry. He repeated it so many times. If that is the case outside of Ramadan, surely you need to work even harder during the month of Ramadan and make sure that when you exit Ramadan, you're a calm person. That's what the month is all about. So for those of you who get angry, this is the time that you've been called out, and inshallah, you calm down. Take things easy. And inshallah, we hope that you can control that temper of yours. Secondly, for those of you who are abusive and begin to hurl hurtful words, this is the time to become conscious of it. Don't say those words. Replace them with something good. Say a nice thing or keep quiet. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتُ. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day should say that which is beneficial or remain silent. Which one would you like to do? Remain silent or say something beneficial? You don't have a third option. My brothers and sisters, this is the month of discipline. Discipline yourselves. This afternoon I witnessed someone get really enraged. And this is why I decided, you know what, let's remind people to calm down. And the argument, like I said, people say, well, there's supposed to be no shaitan. You know that sin is happening in Ramadan. And the narration of no shaitan or shayateen being tied up, speaking of the heads of shayateen, as for the little ones, they're roaming around everywhere, according to some of the narrations. You know, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. It's a month filled with joy, mercy, goodness, and discipline. Above all, consciousness of Allah. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.